promote yourself. Show your expertise through stories, not words.
I'm hardworking and I always meet my deadlines.
Make your talents visible.
On today's episode of Corporate Homie,
preparing for internships.
You need to get with the people you need to get with. Doing something to stand out.
You're not an expert if you are an intern.
Hey, homies.
Welcome back to the Corporate Homie Podcast.
Woo woo.
So it's still March. It's still madness.
Where all brackets go to die. What's your bracket looking like? Let me ask a different question. How many Final Four teams do you have remaining?
I have a Final Four team remaining.
A single one.
You got more than one?
I do. I am in the 72%.
Who you got? Villanova and Kansas?
I do not. Actually, you know, I normally roll with the Jayhawks, but I didn't feel like they were going to play well. So I've got Nova and Michigan. Go Big Blue.
You know who I think probably got Kansas in their bracket?
Daddy.
Yes.
And he probably always got Kentucky. He probably got Kentucky as his champion.
I'm not dumb. Girl, did you see that ESPN meme where they were like, you lost. Oh, I love that. I love that. That was so funny.
But as a diligent, lifelong Memphis Tiger fan, we've already moved on. We're focused on next year's March Madness since we hired a new coach. Welcome home, Penny.
Welcome home, Penny. We're so excited about that. That's the best March Madness news.
Yes, it is.
We can't be on other Tennessee basketball. Okay, so speaking of, you know, college and things of that nature, that's where sort of our topic came from. I had the pleasure of speaking to the pre-professional scholars program at North Carolina A&T State University in Greensboro, North Carolina.
Do you know that they call their homecoming the greatest homecoming on earth, G-Ho?
I love that. But what I really love is Aggie Pride Nationwide. I think that's so great.
Quincy would be so proud.
Yeah, I did talk to Quincy when I was on campus. And
did you?
Yes, girl. I sent him a text. I was like, I'm breathing that good tea air. So
You really have been on campus talking about some tea.
Breathing that good tea air. So I had a couple of the homies ask me about preparing for internships, summer internships, because like I said, I was talking to the pre-professional scholars program. So that's where this the genesis of this episode came from. And so,
yeah, when I was thinking about preparing for the episode, I thought about, you know, what I did to prepare for my internships. And since that was, you know, many, many years ago, I also thought about what things, you know, people that we have hired as interns, what they did well that it helped them stand out, and then also sadly what things may, you know, mistakes or mishaps maybe people had, and we could, you know, kind of walk through but only with a positive spin in the episode of like what you want to do to stand out.
Okay, so let's get into it. My first tip is know the industry or learn the industry.
Ironically, that's my first tip as well. And you have to have, you know, an opinion. And I remember when I was recruiting, ironically, since we got this North Carolina thing going, I was a young banker, and we were recruiting at the University of North Carolina. Maybe I wasn't at BB&T then. It doesn't matter. But what matters is, I guess back then I looked super young. And you know, so I had on my dark.
Girl, you still look young.
One of these, no, really, you really do look young. But one of the students, you know, as you're getting water or coffee or whatever to settle into the interview, I guess she thought I was a fellow candidate, And she was like, hey, do you know anything about this company? Do you know anything? You know, and I thought, what are you doing here? How are you preparing to go in for an interview for an internship and you don't even know anything about our organization? You need to get with the people you need to get with.
So it's funny you say that, because I remember getting a job as a college student at a pallet company. And
I remember this. Like, and this is like 1994.
Yeah, maybe something like that. 94, 95. Yeah, I think it was before we were Delta, so maybe so. And I got, you know, hired.
Everything in college is pre-Delta, post-Delta.
Pre-Delta, post-Delta, right. PD, right. And so I remember going, getting the interview, very excited. But I was a little bit confused because I didn't really understand how they made money, this pallet company in South Memphis, because the only pallets that I was familiar with were the ones that we made out of pillows and blankets and sheets at my grandmother's house, so that my cousins and I could,
a little,
you know,
a little, have, what are they doing? Places. Are they making a big thing in the warehouses full of pallets?
What are they?
How do they make money off of that?
How do they make money? And so I remember it started on the first day, and she took me around, you know, the yard to see the space, and that's when I, you know, saw the pallet.
The actual pallet.
The actual pallet.
Not the South, not the South Memphis pallet.
South Memphis pallet. Right. Oh, pallet. So that, to me, is always funny. So what I say is, you know your industry. Read trade publications. If you're going to be an advertising intern, you want to read Advertising Weekly. If you're going into public relations, maybe PR Week. If you're social media, Mashable, you know, Wall Street Journal for finance interns, Journal of Accountancy, Law 360 if you're wanting to law. Just something that's going to give you the, you know, specific topics, major trends, sort of the headlines of the day, you know, that are in your space that you're going to work in.
Yeah, it's
going
to be really difficult to stand out or land an internship and you're not in the loop on breaking, you know, sound bites in your particular industry. And, you know, you're not going to know that if you're watching Family Guy reruns in the mornings as you get dressed for work or what have you. And so, yeah, you've got to know your industry. My second tip is, and this is incredibly important, be coachable. You know, you have got to come in there with an open mind, with an understanding that the most important thing that you're there to do is to learn.
Learn.
And I cannot tell you how many people we've had over the years, you're trying to teach them something and they're acting annoyed, or not so much annoyed is probably not the right way, but their feelings are hurt by corrections. And that always perplexes me, because I think you don't know what you're doing. Like, we're here to help you. We're here to help you learn and grow.
Right. The one thing that is probably true is you're not an expert if you are an intern.
Correct.
Is that everyone that you work with, from the secretary to the assistant to your supervisor to that supervisor, knows more than this job.
I love, as I say on here all the time, trashy reality television shows. And Cynthia's daughter just got an internship, and Cynthia said, you could tell like she was a model and didn't work like any kind of like corporate job. So she has lunch with Noelle, her daughter. She's like, so they basically like can't run the place without you. She says, they can absolutely run the place without
they can that's without me. Yeah, actually, mom, they can. And to me, that's such a millennial mom thing, right? And that's why we have some other problems, but that's a different episode. My next tip is Google yourself. Get out there, see what the internet is saying about you. Ensure that the search results are what the companies would not consider risky, and would not, you know, and don't be afraid to show up in their ranks. I mean, if you are going into fashion, it's probably perfectly okay to be in your Facebook pictures and beat shots or something like that. But if you want to go into investment banking,
maybe not the
two-piece accounting, then maybe you don't want to be like buns in the sun shots. You just don't want, so you just want to be careful and just do maybe a little bit of a social media audit and a Google search.
I like
that. For yourself,
social media audit.
You know, before you start your, because trust that if the company is not Googling you, which then probably your peers that you're going to work with are.
And all of that will be used against you in the competition for a full-time position. I would say my next tip, my third tip, is to ask questions. Just like I was saying, be coachable. If you don't know something, I will say have a curious, when I say ask questions, have a curious spirit about what's going on. Hey, why are you suggesting that? Not in an adversarial way, but in a just that inquisitive kind of way. And then most important is if someone asks you to do something and you're not exactly sure how to go about doing that, ask a question instead of doing it and doing it wrong and wasting everyone's time.
Yeah, that's I think that's great. Yeah, I've always having sort of an intellectual curiosity about the position, about the company, about all of that, I think will take you a long way in your internship. My next tip is know the latest technology or media at the company. The one thing that people do expect from their interns is that you are the young whippersnapper and that you know the new on technology. We had a generational expert come in for LCLD, and one of the things he said is that we are now, you know, in the first generations. Gen Xers were the first generations where you were expected or taught your superiors technology. And so I think that has carried on from Gen Y and now on to millennials, that people expect you to know how to work the technology. So you shouldn't be the person like, how do I cut my computer on? And what's PDF? And how do I work Excel? So you need to get to the extent that you know, spring right now, it's March, the summer still a couple of months. If you're not up on whatever technology you want to use. So if you know you want to go work at a magazine, you need to get up on Photoshop or whatever, you know, not, I may be dating
you're
myself,
totally
whatever
dating
the equivalent
yourself.
Of that is. The whatever new of the media, you need to be doing
so
that.
So and be it ready sounds to like not only people. Do you need to be doing the technology, but you need to be well-versed where maybe you could teach some of the other quote-unquote more seasoned workers some technology, so people are expecting you to be a little fashion forward, technology forward. I would say my next tip is learn to do the spirit of the task and not the task. And I can recall when we were in business school, a really good friend of mine, he had an opportunity to intern at one of the more coveted marketing companies in the country in Cincinnati, and did not get extended a full-time offer and was really perplexed. It was like, I worked really hard. I did everything that they asked me to do. And when he met with his supervisor and basically, which I really applaud him for, you know, asking a hard question, which is why didn't I get the offer? His boss's response to him was, we're looking for people who can do more than just what they're asked, that they can take it a step further, that they can think a little bit outside the box, that they can critically think. And we think that you're a great taskmaster, but that's not what we're looking for. So I would say, and the only way you can do that is if you're thinking about the spirit of the task, not actually the task itself. And so one of my favorite examples of that is when I first started working and one of my assistants, I asked her to set the room up and order food, and she left all the food in the bags and didn't like take it, set it out. And she was like, you didn't ask me to do that. And I thought all of that is implied. So do the spirit of the task.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you're so right about that. I mean, just even sometimes asking, is there anything I can help you with? I mean, it can be a tough question for, you know, a supervisor to answer, but because they don't sometimes know how much you can handle because you are an intern, but they do need help. So if much as you can listen and try to figure out their spoken and more importantly their unspoken needs, I think you'll end up being proactive and knock it out the park. My sort of in that same vein, I guess my next tip would be learn some of the more simple tasks of the office because you are the intern. So when you know how to work the copier, when you know how to do a double side print, when you know how to make a cup of coffee,
set up a conference call,
when you know how to get set up a conference call, when you know how to access the building after hours, when you know how to do all those things, while those may seem insignificant, they are the things that make you indispensable in a time of a crunch. When you're working, you know, late, or someone's running, not working late, someone's running late to a meeting and they need something quickly, and you can turn something as simple as, I need a copy, and you're not like, well, I don't know how to make the copies, or what's the code to the copier. If you can figure out how to master those simple things, especially as an intern, you start making people's lives easier. That's the what, if I have an overall theme of an intern, they make people's lives easier, and that would be sort of my next tip.
My next tip is be a team player. Always volunteer to help other people out, whether that is up, you know, we talk a lot about managing up, managing down, and side to side. You will have more opportunities as an intern to be in the room, to work on a new project, to see more of what's going on at the company when you don't have your ego in it, when you're just willing to do whatever, pitch in, help whomever, whenever. So it's almost, I hate this phrase, but it's almost piggybacking on what you're saying. If you were a team, like I always used to say playing basketball, the guard that knows how to play shooting guard and point guard gets to play more minutes than the person that's like, I'm just a point guard. I'm not a shooter.
I'm just a point guard. I call the plays. So
then, okay, great. Well, then we only have 12 minutes a game for you. Whereas if you can play both positions, we might have 20 minutes a game for you.
Come Magic Johnson. On.
All
play
five
off the
positions. Best player to ever lace them
Come
up.
Come on, somebody. ever. That's right. Come on, somebody. I completely agree with that. And sort of to take that a little bit farther, one of the things I think that people miss out on opportunities is networking with their peers. Your internship, while it is great to impress your superiors, and you certainly want to do that, it is also a time to get to know the people that you work with. You know, a lot of the people that I spent my summer associate, which is the equivalent of an internship in law school, are still really dear friends. They are great referral sources for me today. I refer cases to them. We never ended up going to the same law firm. So those will be sometimes lifelong relationships, or that might be the person that decides to go off and be an entrepreneur who could end up being your client in some other capacity. So don't be afraid. Don't be so, like Bimitra said, so focused on networking up, and that you forget to actually network with the people who are at your level and intern.
I love
you.
That. It's like they're not just your competition. They can also turn into great industry allies, you know, or like you said, even future clients. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, I like that. Industry allies. Yeah. So my last tip is, and this is something I feel like comes up on many episodes, you need thank you cards. Keep thank you cards. To the extent you haven't had personal thank you cards made, you know, get a stationery. Maybe that's something you want to ask people for. Again, it's March, you know, you're coming up on your summer. You want to ask people to get you some stationery with just plain, you know, whatever. I won't say plain because that just depends on where you're going to work, but some kind of stationery with your name on it, because you're going to have many opportunities during the internship. First of all, if you haven't sent a thank you note to a person who helped you land the internship, stop what you're doing when this episode is over, order your stationery, and then get that done in the next 2 weeks. Get a thank you note out to the person who helped
you. Not a
you
thank you email, a thank you note.
A handwritten note. And whether that be the person who made the phone call or helped you review your resume, every person who helped participate in getting you the internship. And then, of course, as people are helping and assisting you during the internship, you want to write thank you notes too. I mean, don't get me wrong. You don't want to be dropping a thing. Something significant is not going to happen every day for thank you. But thank you. You want to say
thank
you.
Is that interesting that that's your final tip? My final tip was doing something to stand out. And I'm not going to go down the thank you note or handwritten note path since you went down that path. But what I would say, don't be afraid to do something to stand out, a nice gesture, even if somebody tried to help you land an internship and they wasn't successful, right? Because they did their part. They put in the good word. They set up the intro. I will never forget I was trying to help a cousin of ours who is relocating cities, and we have lots of cousins. And I, you know, put in a call, helped him get with a friend of mine, actually one of my sorority sisters, who was in recruiting. And I said, "Hey, how did it go?" And he said, "He didn't have no job for me." And I thought, "Yeah, but okay, that wasn't what I promised." And like, I did my part. I gave you connection. They did their part. They offered up two other people to connect you with, and that should be honored. So I would say, do something to stand out. And one of the things you can do, you can stand out, is know how to say thank you when it doesn't actually give you the 100% success result that you want.
And that is so true, right? When someone says thank you and they didn't even get the job, you certainly going to remember that person. I had not even thought of that, but yeah.
And March Madness is not just about basketball. It's also Women's History Month. And as promised, each month we're going to highlight a woman that we either personally know or aspire to know, but the theme will be the same in that they are inspirational or trailblazing or all around just, you know, amazing. And my highlighted woman is Carla Harris. She happens to be a member of our great sisterhood, Delta Sigma
Theta. You're having like a real life 2018 girl crush on Carla Harris.
I'm totally, I mean, she doesn't know it, but we're going to be besties. She just hasn't figured it out yet. But I had the pleasure of hearing her speak during Delta's Founders Day, the Bay Area Founders Day, and was so impressed with her. And I'm in the middle of reading one of her books right now, Strategize to Win. But she actually spoke earlier this month at Executive Women's Day for the PGA Tour's Valspar Championship. And just a little bit about her background. So she graduated from Harvard. She's actually a dual Harvard graduate, Harvard undergrad, Harvard Law, Harvard Business School. Has been an investment banker for 30 plus years, which that in itself as a black female is pretty impressive. Has risen to the rank of managing director at Morgan Stanley. She's a golfer. She's written two books. World-renowned gospel singer. She sang at Carnegie Hall. And just an amazing, amazing woman. Very inspiring. And looking forward to hearing more. So if you guys don't know who she is, check her book out, Strategize to Win. Follow her on Twitter. And Carla,
right,
if you listen,
be our
get
guest.
Girl,
be our first guest on Corporate Homie. Guest, be our guest. My featured woman this month is also a Harvard through and through graduate, is A. Michelle Dickerson, and sort of in the same spirit.
Wow, because they know each other. They were at Harvard together.
Oh, I didn't realize that they knew each other.
When I posted about how great Carla was, Michelle commented and was like, "Your sorority sister and my classmate."
Oh, wow. Of course they do, right?
Black girls rock.
Right, and homies move together. Say, right? Birds of a feather flock together. So, mama used to say, you don't see the blue birds with the red birds.
And red birds.
Right? So, Michelle was the first person, sort of sticking with my whole pre-professional scholars program, Michelle was the first person I knew that was going to professional school. She was in law school. And when we were stationed in Italy, she came to visit our family.
In 1987, 1988. Right. I mean, this isn't, you know, this is when people couldn't even talk on the phone except for right. 3 minutes at 2 o'clock on Sunday.
And because we were switchboard operators, right? And she came to visit us in Italy on her bar trip. And so Michelle, even on that trip, I still remember some advice that she gave us when she came to visit that I ended up, you know, that ended up being like kind of lifelong advice. And then when I was in law school, we sort of reconnected. And oh my goodness, I didn't even think about this. It was actually about my summer internships and like,
well,
what was
that's aha,
right? As Oprah would say, aha moment. You know, which ones to take. And then after sort of getting back in touch with her, then, you know, just have you used her as a resource. And she has just given such good and wise and sage counsel to me over the years. And so she is my woman to feature this
and
episode.
Michelle, if you're listening, hey girl.
Hey,
we would
girl.
Love to, we would love to have dinner, you know, the four of us with Carla. So hook it up.
All right. So as always, you know, these are some tips we think that will help you, like Demetra said, as you're getting ready for an internship. I think they are equally, you know, applicable if you are re-entering the workforce, if you've set out for some time and you want to sort of get yourself back into the groove, or you're deciding to take like a volunteer position as you were trying to transition. I know that's been one of our advice tips as you're trying to transition into a new industry. If you have a topic that you would like covered, feel free to shoot us an email at questions at corporatehomie.com. We're always looking for those. We've been very lucky. We were on the road also this week. We did Wine and Wisdom in New York.
And praise God, we did not get stuck in New York for the entire week. Demetra got stuck a couple of days. The Lord was good to me and JetBlue. Hello, JetBlue. Shout out to JetBlue for getting me home immediately. We're hoping to do more things like that. So if you want us to come and speak to your organization or what have you, please reach out. You can reach us on all social media platforms. And that's Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. It's always Corporate Homie, HOMIE.
Until next time.
Hustle hard, homies.
All of you, get you a twin. Get you another homie.